So, Srila Prabhupada wants to thank you everyone, all of us, for being here, having a darshan of the beautiful Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, and chanting Hare Krishna together, the Yuga Dharma. And now you are all fired up to go out on book distribution today, right? Or maybe you can go to sleep. You can hear me? Yeah, okay. So, today we have a Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita class. We talk about Mahaprabhu in his tour of South India. And the verse we have today is, which one we have? It's the 7th chapter, 64 verse. To 66. 64 to 66. That's the one. So, we'll give a little insight of the Chaitanya Charitamrita today. And then we have Shivaram Swami came to my house some weeks back, and he encouraged me to show, every time I give class, to show a little Sankirtan activity. Is that okay with everyone? Just to revive, you know, a little book distribution on Saturday. By the way, I've been told by Divyanam Prabhu there is every Saturday there is sacred party going on. If anyone fancy to get out of the temple and distribute a few books and chant Hare Krishna, so the field, it's outside there and it's a wide one. And and there is also a monthly Sankirtan festival at the end of the month on the 30th of October. If anyone is interested, anyway, we are a long way. We'll give short notice close to the date. But today we try to say a few words on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I believe he's just about to leave the house of Sarvabhuma Bhaktacharya, who transformed his heart from stone to a fertile field of love of Godhead. Jai Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So today we read, which one is on the board? Is on the Tamara. Tamara. Okay, 64 is on the board, but we go on up to the 66 because 64 doesn't have a purport. Translation without purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Prabhupada. Sarvabhuma Bhaktacharya continued, Ramananda Roy is talking to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, before Mahaprabhu is leaving Jagannath Puri. Sarvabhuma Bhaktacharya is suggesting something here to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarvabhuma Bhaktacharya continued, Ramananda Roy is a fit person to associate with you. No other person can compare with him in knowledge of the transcendental melos. So we go to number 65 and then 66 as a purport. He's a most learned scholar as well as an expert in devotional melos. Actually, he's most exalted. And if you talk with him, you will see how glorious he is. And this is number 66 now, which has a purport. I could not realize when I first spoke with Ramananda Roy that his topics and endeavors were all transcendentally uncommon. I made fun of him simply because he was a Vaishnava. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Anyone who is not a Vaishnava or an unalloyed devotee of the Supreme Lord must be a materialist. A Vaishnava living according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's injunctions is certainly not on the materialistic platform. Chaitanya means a spiritual force. All of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities were carried out on the platform of spiritual understanding. Therefore, only those who are on the spiritual platform are able to understand the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Materialistic persons cannot understand these activities and are generally known as karmis or jnanis. The jnanis are mental speculators who simply try to understand what is spirit and what is matter. Their process is neti-neti. This is not spirit, this is not Brahman. The jnanis are a little more advanced than the dull-headed karmis, who are simply interested in sense gratification. Before becoming a Vaishnava, Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya was a mental speculator, a jnani. And being such, he always cut jokes with Vaishnavas. A Vaishnava never agrees with the speculative system of the jnanis. Both the jnanis and karmis depend on direct sense perception for their imperfect knowledge. The karmis never agree to accept anything not directly perceived, and the jnanis put forth only hypotheses. However, the Vaishnavas, the unalloyed devotees of the Lord, do not follow the process of acquiring knowledge by direct sense perception or mental speculation, because they are servant of the Supreme Lord. Devotees receive knowledge directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as he speaks in the Bhagavad Gita, or sometimes as he imparts it from within as the Chaitya Guru, as Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita 10:10. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pribhikur bhakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give understanding by which they can come to me. The Vedas are considered to have been spoken by the Supreme Lord. They were first realized by Brahma, who is the first created being within the universe. Tene Brahma Rida Yadi Kavaye. Our process is to receive knowledge through the Parampara system, from Krishna to Brahma to Narada, Vyasa, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Six Goswami. By disciple succession, Lord Brahma was enlightened from within by the original person, Krishna. Our knowledge is fully perfect due to being handed from master to disciples. A Vaishnava is always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and thus neither karmi nor jnanis can understand the activities of a Vaishnava. It is said, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vinaya Na Bujaya. Even the most learned man, depending on the direct perception of knowledge, cannot understand the activities of Vaishnava. After being initiated into Vaishnavism by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya realized what a mistake he had made in trying to understand Ramananda Roy, who was very learned and whose endeavors were all directed to rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. Omajana Tamaranda Sagananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumalitam Jainatas Maestri Uravenama. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karo divachalam pangalam yategirim yat kripa tamaham vande shiguru dinatarinam. By the mercy of my spiritual master, blind man can see stars in the sky. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By the mercy of my spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak something today on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master's lotus feet. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Goswami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vidanda Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Sarasati Devin Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesh Shunavati Bhaskara Desatarani. Vanchakalpa Dhruvyas Cha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Padita Nam Pavane Vyo Vashnavi Vyo Namo Nama. So, try to say something. Sarvabhuma Bhaktacharya, he's lamenting. I could not realize when I first spoke with Ramananda Roy that his topics and endeavors were all transcendentally uncommon. I made a fun of him simply because he was a Vaishnav. So you can see here that I meet a lot of people like that during the Sankirtan book distribution venture. People who are convinced that they're more intelligent and they defy our way of living, the philosophy, and even though they are defeated in every argument, still, because of pride, they deride what we are doing. They deride, maybe because they see devotees shaved up with a little something behind the head, the way we dress. They deride that we don't eat the proper food, weak food, we are weak people. They deride us because we don't have muscles. We are not necessarily legends, beautiful or whatever. They deride us because we don't wear a suit. Or you know, there are so many reasons why people do not accept the science of Krishna consciousness. There are so many reasons. I remember once I was distributing books with a devotee, me, Bhakta Kaspar, I don't know, he's initiated. Does any one of you remember? You maybe remember Bhakta Kaspar. He was in Leicester with me. What is his? Is he initiated now? He had a brother who was initiated by Bhagavan. Very mellow book distributor. And some people, they snatched books from their hands, from his hands, and they offended him. And then, you know, he got in an argument with them. And then I turned around to see what was going on, and I got a punch on my face from one of those guys. And, you know, when you do Sankirtan, you want to have a kirtan. You don't want to fight. That is our fighting, you know, the preaching. We're not in the Mahabharat. But I didn't realize that as long, you know, they didn't touch Kaspar, so I was okay. Otherwise, I would have done something to protect him. Why? Because one of the guys, you know, he was completely defeated in arguments. First he was laughing. I saw from this he was laughing, you know, to Kaspar. And then all of a sudden he got, his friend came, you know, half drunk. And ensued into a fight. Not a fight, but aggression. So they ripped off a few books. It's amazing because we were doing book distribution again in Leicester. And a couple of devotees, they were there. I was not there. And I heard Kaspar told me that these guys, one of them, the one who got defeated, he came back and he gave a donation. And he was searching for me to apologize. To apologize for being a clown, you know, for being, you know, what he was 2 weeks before. Somehow or another, he felt bad that I took the punch on the face, but I didn't react, and I was smiling at him, Hare Krishna, and it was like garland. He was very skinny guy. It was like a garland, you know, when someone throw a garland on the face. I felt, you know, compassionate actually towards him. But he came back. I could tell that he was an intelligent boy when the incident happened. So he came back and he gave a donation to replace the books, and he gave the apology to Bhakta Kaspar for me. I was very happy. See, Sankirtan is not just when you give a book or when you defeat someone. Book distribution, it's the impression you leave it with the people, because they may are foolish now, but then they go home, they think, even when they read the book, they change their mentality, and it works. So here we have a similar scenario. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, before meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was defeated by Ramananda Roy. But Sarvabhauma, defeated by the argument of not neti-neti, but arguments of devotional service, which are higher than, says here, than karmis and jnanis discussions. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was deriding him in the beginning, and even though Ramananda Roy made a lot of sense, but he implanted the seed in his heart. Many of us that we read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we think we give all the glories and all the credit to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I mean, very few of us, we think that actually the credit goes to someone else. Later on, Mahaprabhu, he explains as well. And even here, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he says, you know, please meet on your tour to South India, meet Ramananda Roy. He's a great devotee of yours. Of course, Mahaprabhu is God. He knew already. And he knew very well that the Vartama Pradakshava Guru of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was not Mahaprabhu himself, who gave later on the knowledge and defeated him and the understanding, but it was Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy is the first person who gave him the seed of Krishna consciousness and the good fortune. In other words, he fertilized this consciousness. Now you will be ready to receive the mercy of God, Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu gave it the final strike, completely defeated him, philosophically, in arguments, and also in devotion. So you can see that is the mercy of God that makes someone favorable to Krishna consciousness, devotional service? Yes, no? Anyone who thinks yes, you can raise your hands. Is the mercy of God? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Now, you are right, you're not wrong. But there is something else there. Is the mercy of the pious activities that because of pious activities, people, they come to devotional service. All those who agree that pious activities are the springboard that lead someone to devotional service, raise the hands. Pious activity. 1, 2, 3, 4, again. 4, only 4. And 5. Pious activity. Shishirada Gokulananda Kija. When I say pious activities like opening hospitals and giving in charity and Agyata Sukriti. No, Agyata Sukriti is devotional service. But pious activity means, you know, to be charitable and, you know, so many, a good conduct. You know, that you are very moral and... Okay, so... Not the mercy we spoke about, the mercy of Krishna or the pious activities. Then there is the mercy of a Nuttamadhikari that brings someone to devotional service. Raise hands, anyone who... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Very good. Right. We'll come to that. There is a catalyst behind, you know, the devotional service. Now, we talk about the Kanista Adhikari. Is by the mercy of the Kanista Adhikari that someone comes to devotional service. Raise hands, anyone. Kanista Adhikari. You are such a visionary. Kanista. Kanista also. See, it's not, don't worry, don't be afraid. It's not about black and white. It's not right and wrong. There are cases, yeah. Right. But then, you see, that person, I will qualify the behavior of that person, of that materialist person in a minute. It's not Kanista. And it's anyone who can put raise the hands if they think is the Madhyama Adhikari, that by his mercy someone comes to devotional service. You can raise your hands. We got the majority here. You, what about you? Yes, no? Okay, so some, they are shy not to put the hand up. Now I explain a little something. Pious activities, they only lead to pious activities, a good birth, but to gain devotional service cannot be bought by pious activities. It's also in the Bhagavatam. And otherwise, there is so many people, you know, pious in this world. How come they are not interested in bhakti? So pious activities lead to pious activities. You know, to a good birth, to a good situation, wealth, you may gain, you know, one of the six opulence of the Lord, or all of them, but that's it. But not devotional service. Lord Krishna, we spoke about in the beginning. Is he the cause of someone coming to devotional service? Some of you said, occasionally, sometimes, because, you know, he displays causeless mercy sometimes, so it can happen. If he wants, he is a Swarat, completely independent to do anything he wants. He can turn a stone into a devotee, and he can turn a person into a stone if he wants. That's not the case because Lord Krishna says in the Gita, Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu Namedvesho Stina Priya. Anyone who knows the translation of this verse, what does it say? Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. Like here there is a Samo. That he's equal. Samo means equal. He's equal to everyone. Sarva Bhuteshu. Sarva means to all. Bhuteshu, all the living entities. Namedvesho Stina Priya. Now, if he... So he's already casting out an impartial statement here. If he wants to make someone a devotee, then Samoham Sarva Bhuteshu. I'm equal to everyone. I'm not a friend or an enemy to anyone, but anyone who renders service to me, I will reciprocate, he says. But he says, I am equal to everyone. That means that if he's equal to everyone, then everyone should get the mercy of Krishna to become a devotee. Yes? No? If he's... Yeah. But not everyone, you see, comes to Krishna consciousness. So therefore, that statement is not prominent. Krishna is not the catalyst cause for someone coming to devotional service. Unless, I'll come to that afterwards, unless Krishna comes in different garments, like here, as a Sriman Mahaprabhu. Yeah? You agree with me? He came as a devotee. And not as a Kanista, and not as a Uttama, but Madhyama. The Kanista Adhikari, he say he cannot give out the mercy because he's self-egocentric, you know, he's concentrating in purifying himself, he's on the stage of Anartha Nivritti, he doesn't have a strong faith, and he's not bold and courageous for preaching like someone. The other day made a nice statement that one of the quality of the Kanista is that he's controlled by fear. He's fearful. I think was you mentioned in the class the other day. Discussion with Brahmachari. See, I remember. You were eating breakfast with Brahmachari. That's correct. It says in the scriptures. They're not really courageous to go in the front line, you know, and so the Kanista doesn't have the mercy to give out because he doesn't preach. But occasionally, sometimes, like Pramanava Prabhu says, you know, the materialistic person or someone who is never black and white. There is a Kanista who has a little trace of Madhyama in him. That by his mercy, you know, he makes someone favorable. So, Uttamadhikari. Uttamadhikari, why he doesn't... Uttamadhikari doesn't preach because he thinks himself the most fallen compared to everyone else, and therefore he wants someone to preach to him. He doesn't feel that he's qualified to give the mercy out to people. So therefore, the Uttamadhikari, first of all, you will never see an Uttamadhikari in this world. Now, maybe it could be offensive what I'm saying. I will qualify my statement. Srila Prabhupada was an Uttamadhikari, but he came... He put a suit on as a Madhyamadhikari to preach. You could say Srila Gauri Kishore Babaji Maharaj, Uttamadikari, all the Acharya, they're Uttamadikari. But they came here for what? Just one word, for what? Why do they came in this world? To preach. And the preacher is a Madhyamadikari, to give a mercy. And the Madhyamadikari is actually the he says in the scripture, he has a strong faith in the holy name, strong faith in the deities, very strong with the philosophy, and he is merciful to the innocent, and he avoids the envious, the miscreants. So it's all qualified there. But Madhyamadikari, there is nothing wrong to say that Prabhupada was a Madhyamadikari, topmost. The Madhyamadikari can come down, the Uttamadikari can come down to preach. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like, you know, we said it before, and I'm coming to this now. Lord Krishna, occasionally, he can show his mercy and he can make someone devotees. He did it in South India. Like a touchstone, he made many, many devotees. Because Lord Krishna came as Sriman Mahaprabhu. He came not as Uttamadikari, but Madhyamadikari. Madhyamadikari, don't think it's something less than, you know, Uttama. It's a glorious position. It's not a small thing. It means a preacher, a pure preacher. Then there are different stages of Madhyamadikari. Kanista Madhyama, there is Madhyama Madhyama, Madhyama Uttama. You know, there are different stages. So here, Ramananda Roy, he was Adhikari. Adhikari means an ashram, a preacher, one who gives Krishna consciousness out to, especially, you know, a Grihastha, Adhikari. We address the Grihastha, such and such Adhikari, because he's a Krishna conscious preacher. So Ramananda Roy, even though he was from a Sudra caste, but Lord Krishna says, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the CC, Kiba viprakiba nyashishudra kenenai, e Krishna tattva vetta se guruai. Even if you're a Sudra, someone is a Sudra, but if he knows the signs of Krishna consciousness, then he's a guru. Sei Guru Hai. Ramananda Roy was the Vartama Pradakshava Guru of Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya. And that is why here he's repenting. Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya says, please, if I got your mercy, your final awakening of this love of Godhead is due to this person, and I feel bad because I was deriding him, I was arguing with him. This is the position, you see, of the jnanis. He was, sometimes the devotees, they address him as Mayavadi, but it's a bit offensive actually, because Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya was not a Mayavadi. Like Prabhu yesterday was mentioning in the class, and he was correct, Navadu Chandra. There are some class of devotees, they're Brahmavadi. Brahma means spiritual consciousness. The Brahma Jyoti, the Brahman, someone who studied the Brahman, like the four Kumara, Sugadeva Goswami, Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, and so on, the Prachetas, so on and so forth. So you have a Brahmavadi. Vadi means full of spirit. Then not Mayavadi. Mayavadi means full of Maya, full of illusion. There is a difference here, you can see. And the jnanis, the Brahmavadis, usually they are jnanis, they are higher, it says here in the purport, higher than the Mayavadis, than materialistic, Vishayi. someone, Mayavadi means full of Maya, full of illusion, sparser jams, when you derive sense gratification from yourself in contact with the material energy, and you take it, this illusion, to be reality. So those are Mayavadi. Of course, Sunyavadi means that some people, you know, they, even a devotees, sometimes they're Sunyavadis, you know, they be impersonal in the way they deal with each other. Like someone is a bit rude to you, instead of apologizing, then they stop talking to you. Right? Have you ever heard that before? Or, you know, that they're a bit impersonal. You calling someone, they pretend to not listen to you. Prabhupada came to the West to smash this philosophy of the Sunyavadi, the voidism. Sunyavadi is also very much there into the Buddhist culture, doctrine. And so therefore the Brahmavadis are the closest ones to become a devotees, because they are in contact already with the consciousness of God. The consciousness of God is the Brahmajyoti, but not with God as a person, but his impersonal aspect. And the Brahmajyoti is the consciousness of Krishna. So they only need a little adjustment there to understand that the ablative principle of the Brahmajyoti is that beyond the Brahmajyoti, there is the personal aspect of God. You will find the God within the localized aspect, the form of Paramatma. There is also Shyamasundara there, representing Shyamasundara in the heart of everyone. You will find the God as a person into the Brahmajyoti as well. And you will find the God as the personal aspect into the spiritual world, Bhagavan 80. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had to just make some adjustment, and he realized that the original touch, the catalyst principle for his good fortune, was Ramananda Roy. And therefore he wanted Mahaprabhu to know that the credit, you know, is due to this devotee. And later on, of course. So there are so many stories like that. Raghunath Das Goswami, also, he got the mercy of Swarup Damodar. That's why Mahaprabhu put him under the care of Swarup Damodar. Raghu of Swarup, his name became. So these are just few insights of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, of this passage. It's interesting that therefore it comes to, you know, preaching, book distribution, Harinam, prasada distribution, that when you go out and you meet someone, I met a man, you will see in the video here, in his teenage, he got a Bhagavad Gita from someone, a devotee. He must be a Prabhupada disciple. It's interesting because I showed, you know, the clip to Shivaram Swami, and Maharaj said, it's interesting that you could see the seed can never be destroyed. You may give a book to someone, they don't read it, or they may, you know, put on the shelf or whatever, but then something will happen. Now, this man that I met in the video is actually same age like me, almost 60, and we're going to show now in a minute. And again, he got the Bhagavad Gita because he lost the original one. But the first Bhagavad Gita induced him to become vegetarian. And then he became merciful to the animals and then a vegan. But he had no Krishna consciousness, no philosophy, because he lost his book. When he found me giving him again the bug, he was thrilled. He was very jubilant. And you can see the seed stays there with the people. So the person who gave him the first Bhagavad Gita, he's the Madhyamadikari who saved him. And I was just like, you know, refreshing his consciousness. So I gave him, he took two books from me. And he's very happy. And we are friends on Facebook. And soon he's going to come to meet some devotees. Now, we will have... should we have some one or two questions first, or should we have straight... what time am I supposed to finish?
1:45.
Oh, we got 10 minutes. The video is only 5 minutes. I want to show it for, you know, as an offering to Prabhupada as well. And perhaps maybe we'll inspire, even if he's one of you, to go out and give Krishna to someone. Should we go straight to the video, or do you have the urge of a question? Maybe something you don't agree what I said. We can always talk after. Yes, okay, Tarun, we'll take one.
I think you're right in a sense of Sarvam Bhattacharya and Mayavada, but I'm just wondering, I don't remember that his philosophy was based on Shankara.
Okay, I got your point. I'll repeat it for the viewers online. I mentioned about Mayavadi concept. Sarvabhum Bhattacharya, his philosophy was based on Sankaracharya's teaching. Correct?
Yeah, I just wonder. I don't remember that was actually based on Sankaracharya's teachings. I just forgot I studied that. But...
I think... Navadu Chandra said something yesterday. I don't know if it was in connotation with... No, I don't think it was with Sarvabhum Bhattacharya. To qualify that statement, we have to see where is the quote. I know that he was a Brahmavadi. And also once I asked Shivaram Swami the same question, how come an impersonalist of that caliber, he was in charge of a temple? Of deities. It's just like, you know, you can imagine, you know, Mother Vishakha here, temple president, and she's a Brahmavadi, impersonalist. How can she be in charge of a temple or full of Vaishnavas? So Sarvabhum Bhattacharya, of course, I'm not saying this, that she's a... Vishakha, she's in it. But just to, can you imagine? Because, you know, he's the closest one to Krishna consciousness. To be a Brahmavadi, it's very high thing. You know, you have to be full of spirit, a spiritual person. But he was in charge of a temple full of Vaishnavas, and that's how he triggered, you know, his consciousness to become a bhakta. But then again, you know, he became so personal that he even wanted to change a word in the Bhagavatam about the moksha and mutipade, something. He wanted to convert it into bhaktipade, something like that. So to answer your question, I'm not sure if he was a Mayavadi, but we will... investigate. So should we, sorry, we only have, is a quick one, comment or question? Okay, you can ask.
Yeah, I had a question as well, but just...
we have to leave a 5 minutes gap for the video.
Okay, no, I remember, I think, when this question did come about before, in regards to how Sarvabhum Bhattacharya could have been in that position, one of the statements that was brought up is that they understand devotional, they understand the aspect of devotion. They also, they have this knowledge, they know about the aspect of devotion, and they know it as a means of deliverance. But they consider the impersonal aspect much higher because it's not subject to someone's appearance or disappearance. So they're not constrained by like the revelation of the Lord, for example, coming or going away. So they don't see the bliss or the topmost form of Vipralamba, for example. So they appreciate it as a means, but they think that the impersonal aspect is higher because it's not subject to that connection like that.
Hmm. So interesting.
That was one of the thoughts that came
about. You see, there was something that Lord Chaitanya early on, I think I gave a class on that, the ablative principle, which is a Latin definition term, is that even the impersonal aspect of the Lord is contained within the personal aspect of the Lord. So in other words, when we chant the first line of the Gayatri Mantra, you know, we also glorifying, you know, the impersonal aspect of the Lord, but it's aiming, you know, to the Lord Krishna as well. Because the impersonal aspect of the Lord is also the Virat Rupa, the sun, the moon, you know, the earth, but the ablative aspect means that the Lord is an instrument, is localized in that, and is the way, you know, the activity, the locative aspect, I forgot the name, but it'll come to me, I'll tell you afterwards. So it's interesting, you know, that whatever you see in anything impersonal, there is always the Lord in it. That's why he's present everywhere. Localized aspect, locative aspect, locative, ablative, and the other one I forgot. Anyone remember? No, there is, which means, you know, instrumental. That's the one. He's an instrument. So he represents all the three aspects. Just like, you know, Lord Vishnu, he has the Brahmajyoti within his body. You can say, oh, it's an impersonal aspect. But no, yes and no. But it depends, you know, the concept that we, how much we want to try to understand about the consciousness. There is the consciousness of the Lord, and there is a Krishna consciousness as well. The personal aspect behind it. So maybe we could turn off the lights, and then we can see the video. There is a few clips, and we want to offer to Srila Prabhupada. These are some of the... it shows, you know, how much wanting of Krishna consciousness is outside there. Lord Chaitanya is begging us, you know, please help me to distribute the fruits. I only have two hands. And what are the extra hands of the Lord? It's us. So even if one person, whether online or in the temple, becomes inspired, it's at the end of the day is to help Mahaprabhu with his mission.
You need to speak in here, otherwise we'll have
to... Yes, sure. It's an Afghani Stani family, Buddhist lady, Middle East gentleman.
Here we are, services on the M1, and this fantastic man just here has just approached me, presented me with this book, which I'm going to read over the weekend. I'm actually on holiday next week, so I'm going to read it all during the week. And he comes up to you and talks to you, give him a few minutes. He's a lovely man, great insight, worth listening to. I hope you do.
Thank you, Matthew. God bless you.
And you.
Thank you.
here with Raphael, my new friend.
That's the guy I was telling you before.
Person, a really great guy. We met him about 15, 20 minutes ago, but he definitely is special. Not only has Raphael come into my life, but this group, which I had in my teens, came back into my life. My wife and I were talking about it just about 2 days ago. And here's the book, and here's Raphael. Thank you, Raphael.
Thank you, Franco. You are a lovely man. You have the same name like my dad, and like my son. I hope, you know, this book will be the guide, you know, for your life, in your heart. And I pray that you will meet God face to face.
Thank you. I am looking forward to reacquainting myself with this and everything that's in it.
And we are friends on Facebook,
yeah.
So it makes us brothers. So you follow me, you know, and we will. I'll convert you to become a priest. Then you show up, yes?
To be continued.
To be continued.
Have a great life.
Thank you, Frank.
Book distribution, Kija. You can put on the lights, yeah? So it was, I hope Srila Prabhupada will accept this humble offering. There is, I've been asked to read the last 3 days Sankirtan scores from Bhaktivedanta Manor, book distributors. I would just to read the total, yeah?
Men's ashram.
Men's ashram. This is Bhaktasam, Yen, Matus, Rasaraj, Roman, Akash. And they distribute altogether 39 Mahabig books and 32 large books, 39 medium books, 178 small books, and 968 pounds in Lakshmi. Hare Krishna. Book distribution, Kija. So we are trying to revive book distribution again. The pandemic is almost over, or maybe it's not, but so you can grab the fear, you know, like the other day, grab the fear by the neck and Let's see if we could go out and distribute a few books. We're trying to revive. Vaisheshika Prabhu is coming soon. Just one thing, be proud of yourself. This yatra, UK yatra, is leading Europe for the past 6 years. Is the champion in book distribution. There is the biggest yatra. So don't feel that you are, you know, down there. So we are doing our bit. Thanks to Devyanam Prabhu and all the other temples. So the music is still going on outside there, Brihat Mridanga. Soon the marathon will start again. And people, they need a little relief, isn't there? I think they've been through a lot, us and the people outside there. So when you give them Krishna consciousness, they feel, you know, relieved to be connected in communion with God, Krishna. Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.